Hey there, and welcome to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Kind of like your favorite mixtape of life coaching, a good laugh, and the real deal on transformation. This is where Sherry Lead, life coach and navigator of her own divorce path following a 26-year marriage, takes the mic. But here's the twist. We're not about shutting the book on the past. Nope, we're here to celebrate fresh starts, the kind of twists that life throws at you, and the joy of writing new stories with a bit of wisdom, a lot of heart, and maybe a dash of mischief. Think of this as kicking back with your best friend, shooting the breeze about life's ups and downs with the life advice that only a best friend can give. Whether you're riding the divorce roller coaster in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or cruising into your 60s, or you just love witnessing people make the best out of life's curveballs, you've found your tribe. We're all about the journey, speaking openly and honestly about the challenges, and finding laughter in places you'd least expect. So come on in, let's jump into this adventure head first, with a side of laughs and maybe a few tears. Welcome to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted, where every tick of the clock is your chance to love and live your fabulously, imperfectly perfect life.
Hey, welcome back to our cozy corner, where we turn life's lemons into some seriously delicious lemonade. I'm Sherry Lead, your go-to life coach for navigating the roller coaster of life. And you've tuned in to the second week of our transformative four-part series entitled Envision a Fuller Life. If you're just joining us, grab a comfy seat, a paper and pen, a cup of something soothing, and let's dive into the heart of crafting a life that is as fabulous as you. In this four-part series, we're crafting a personal mission statement, which will become your guiding document, your North Star, helping you navigate through life. Last week, we laid the cornerstone with part one, which was creating the you vision. And here's the deal. I'm not just your guide. I'm right there in the trenches with you. Why? Well, because, my friends, I too am navigating the windy roads of divorce. But here's what I believe. Every challenge, especially the big ones, is like life nudging us towards greatness, whispering or maybe even yelling, hey, there's something more out there, and you've got the stuff to grab it. So, yes, I'm not just the host of this show. I'm also a fellow traveler on this journey. Just like that guy from the Hair Club for Men. Remember the commercial? Not just the president, but also a client? That's kind of how I feel right now. So before we jump into week two, let's review last week's homework, which was to pen the first two sentences of your personal statement with your you vision. And let me tell you, from the listener feedback, doing even the first step changed your week. The homework last week was to write two sentences. The first sentence that spelled out your three core values, and the second sentence that outlined the two ways of how you commit to show up each day. For example, I wrote, I, Sherry Lead, am committed to living a life that's drenched in authenticity, weaving connection at every turn, and embracing the beauty of being a lifelong learner. I understand that my path is as unique as I am, and I pledge to step into every day fully present, heart wide open. And guess what? Just holding on to those words changed my week. Facing tough choices felt less like a mountain and more like a stepping stone. Meeting new faces this past week became moments of joy, and every challenge turned into a classroom where I became both the teacher and the student. So I hope you had similar experiences this past week where your personal mission statement, this first part, the vision of you, came to the rescue when you felt overwhelmed, providing the clarity and redirection that you needed. Those two simple foundational sentences can be the thing to give you pause, to allow you to detach from a trying situation, reminding you to let go of attachment to the outcome, and also reminds you of what is truly important to you. Now on to part two, where we add our friendship vision to our personal mission statement. What is this friendship vision all about? It's not about amassing friends like seashells on a beach. It's about nurturing connections that resonate with your values, helping you grow, and reminding you that you're never alone. Today, we're diving deep into creating friendships that are more than just quick snacks. They're like a warm, hearty soup for your soul. As you do this week's homework, ponder questions like, who earns a spot on your dream team of friends? And which hangouts with friends leave you feeling charged up? And which ones have you reaching for that emergency shot of espresso or maybe even tequila? Think about the kind of friend you wish to have and whether you're like a superhero in the friendship or maybe the sidekick. Consider how much you are currently willing to invest in a friendship. What time and energy do you have for friendships? Let's face it, some of us are ready for a Netflix marathon. Well, others are all about those quick TikTok laughs.
Hey there, wonderful listeners. We're taking a tiny pause from our fabulous unscripted adventure to chat about something close to our hearts. If our journey through an imperfectly perfect life, Life Unscripted, is resonating with you and filling your day with smiles and aha moments, here's a sweet and simple way you can sprinkle some love our way. Give that subscription button a little tap. It's like giving us a virtual high five. And trust me, it means the world to us. And hey, if you're feeling extra generous, why not leave us a rating and a heartwarming review? Your words are like little nuggets of gold, helping us to grow and glow. Remember, your support is what keeps our podcast's heart beating with joy and laughter. So if you're all about embracing life's perfectly imperfect moments with us, subscribe, leave a review, and let's spread this beautiful, unscripted joy far and wide. Now, let's jump back into our delightful chaos with more laughs, wisdom, and a lot of heart. You are the most amazing part of our perfectly imperfect family.
Now, to help you get started, here are some ideas or examples for each of the fill-in components, which gives this section meaning. So, as we start, in my personal life, I aspire to cultivate and nourish friendships that are rooted in, and the values you could choose may be something like honesty, empathy, and adventure. Next sentence is, I will invest time and energy into activities with friends that contribute positively to my personal growth by supporting me in, and here you can put in an example. Maybe it's offering constructed feedback and encouragement in your creative projects or being accountable partners in fitness or personal development goals. Whatever you want that resonates with you, put that example in there. The next sentence is, my friendship love language, how I receive love from friends is through, for example, maybe your friendship love language is words of affirmation, where friends express their appreciation and affection through heartfelt conversations with you and supportive messages. And how they receive love from you, again, maybe your love language, how you give love, is, let's say, through acts of service. Maybe you're the friend that demonstrates care and support by helping out in practical ways, like assisting in a move or maybe cooking a meal during tough times. Just throw in an example there. These are just plugins. And the purpose is not to make hard and fast rules of how a friend has to show up or how you have to show up to be a friend. That is not the purpose. The purpose is for you to get to know yourself so you can understand how you're showing up in a friendship and what makes you feel good with other people, how they show up, what you need from them. And this is a living document. Remember that this is a living document and it can change as you grow and change. In fact, even as you're drafting this, so before we're done in week four, you may change sentences one and two as we go along and you become more self-aware. As we wrap up our chat today, remember that crafting your friendship vision is a bit like reassembling the pieces after, well, maybe a stormy divorce. You're reshaping your social landscape, carefully choosing the people who align with your values, and creating new harmonious pictures of connection. Next week, gear up for part three, the world vision, where we'll embark on a journey to redefine your life's broader canvas. And if you ever need support in this process, more one-on-one support, please visit my website at An Imperfectly Perfect Life and sign up for a free 45-minute discovery call. Together, we can turn 2024 into a year of remarkable transformation and breathtaking moments. Until then, keep dreaming, maintain your unwavering belief in yourself, and above all, continue being the resilient and extraordinary individual that you are. I'm Sherry Lead, saying farewell from An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted, where we transform the aftermath of big life challenges into a journey of rediscovery, one heartfelt conversation at a time.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Big thanks to Sherry Lead for riding this roller coaster with us, sharing laughs, wisdom, and those real, raw moments that make life the adventure it is. Remember, whether you're in the midst of a transformation, picking up the pieces post-divorce, or just here for the incredible stories of flipping the script on life, keep embracing those perfectly imperfect moments. They're what make your story uniquely yours. Stay tuned for more episodes where we dive into life's unpredictable waters, always with a touch of humor and a whole lot of heart. Don't forget to hit subscribe, rate, share some love, and drop us a line. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep your heart open, your spirits high, and remember, in the grand, beautifully messy script of life, you're the one holding the pen. Make your story epic. Thanks for tuning in to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Catch you in the next chapter.